The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Thanks to Kerr's Hire, time for a special edition of the AFLW Cat Attack Podcast. Tom King with you. Always love to be joined by the delightful, the debonair, any other D's that can describe her, Renee Gehring. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, King. How you going?
Very well. Hey, I'm excited because like people just don't have to listen to you and I prattle on for the next half an hour. We've been lucky enough and the Cats have been good enough to give us a special guest, and we had a bit of a chat about who would be a good personality to be part of our chat, and especially because we're doing it via Zoom, although no people are watching this, but somebody's a bit of fun, and you suggested Annabelle Johnson. We were going to do this last week, but COVID got in the way, unfortunately.
It definitely did, and Belle, I did put you forward for this. Belle didn't know this. She was asking you about the podcast last night and what to expect, and I didn't ask her either. Belle, I was like, who's fun? Who's that going? Have a bit of a laugh. I'm like, it's got to be you.
All right, and Annabelle Johnson does join us. Belle, thanks very much for taking the time out of your day to join us on the Cat Attack Podcast. Firstly, congratulations on a wonderful start to your AFLW career. I know you're only three games in and robbed of one because of AFL health and safety protocols, but you wouldn't know that you've only played three games of footy. You've taken to it like a duck to water. Does it feel like what we're seeing from the sidelines, that it's come pretty naturally to you?
Yeah, I think so, Kingy. Like, I'm still kind of pretty chuffed to be out there. So, like, I feel like I've settled in nice and I'm just having a bit of fun out there.
Absolutely. Your journey from Echuca, obviously, I knew you were from Echuca, but I did a little bit of research. But you know, you played a bit of everything. I think you played a bit of rep basketball with the good old Echuca Pirates and netball at the Echuca Murray Bombers in the Goulburn Valley League. But the footy journey, how did that start for you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a short one, but I did Auskick when I was five with my older brother, and then I just played a few sports like soccer, basketball, tennis and netball, and then I moved down for uni last year, down to Geelong, and then got stuck into the VFL, and then, haven't really looked back since.
How much footy did you play in Echuca? Obviously, you touched on the Auskick, but was it only just school stuff that you were able to play? Wasn't able to play any sort of organised comp around the, you know, the Echuca area or the Goulburn Valley?
Yeah, never any. I played school footy once, I reckon, but my first ever competitive game was for the VFL.
Oh, wow. So that was the first time you played at a game umpired, properly umpired, you know, scores meaning something, was at the second highest level in the country.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what did you finish, Bells? Third in the best and fairest? Is that correct?
Something like that. I can't quite remember.
There's some modesty kicking in here. So how did it come about you ended at the Cats? How does somebody who hasn't played a game of footy lob on a state league list?
Well, when I moved down for uni, I just decided that I'd finally start playing footy this year. And I was training down at the amateur, doing the WAMOs, the girls' AMOs. And Benny Waller got a hold of my number and said, did I want to come down to a training? And, did a couple of trainings and then the season started.
Wow. And turned out to be a cracking season. Unfortunately, the girls couldn't cap it with a flag with the being robbed of the grand final. And somebody's actually asked one of our big footy followers that we get questions from, talked about the frustration that you sat waiting for a grand final for so long. You had to wait for the prelim firstly and then had to wait for a grand final. And they wanted to know what that frustration was like, that you were, you know, doing what you could to stay fit but not having a game of footy to play.
Yeah, I feel like it was very frustrating mentally as well. You were kind of like trying to prepare for the game and then it would get pushed back a week and you were like trying to switch off but then not sure if you were going to play or not. So it was extremely frustrating, especially after we finally got to play on GMHBA. So I think everyone was pretty chuffed with that and we were ready to go for a granny.
Renee, you got to play some games with Belle last year in the VFLW team. What were your initial thoughts on Belle and her football and how it's, I suppose, turned out in the last, you know, 10 months or so?
Oh, it's great. I watched a fair bit of the season when we were AFLW before I came in. I came in towards the back end and I think it was probably the longest season ever. The Geese girls started training pre-season similar to when ours was, so that they were ready and they had practice matches during the AFLW. But yeah, certainly noticed Belle from the start, athletic ability, willing to take in a contest and get knocked around and certainly could take a good grab, which was great to see, and we love that. But, yeah, lots of time on the wing, Belle, wasn't it, in the VFL rather than the back line? Coming to the back, and that's the other thing probably is that played a position in the VFLW all season and then coming to the AFLW, Belle, and you've taken to a new role and embraced that as well.
Yeah, I think that they saw that I couldn't run on the wing like you, so they decided to put me in the half back because I can't keep up like your running capacity. So
even at 24 weeks pregnant, Belle,
she's still looking faster than me. I'm happy for her, but I'm still like, my goodness,
hardly.
So it's fairly whirlwind. You've gone from when you came to Geelong for uni and. Was footy something you wanted to play when you got here? And obviously, as you said, you ended up at Geelong Ammos. But was that on your radar that, yeah, I want to play footy, I'll find a footy club? Or was it another sport that you were looking to play and you just fell into playing at Wammos?
Yeah, I had wanted to play, I've wanted to play my whole life. And I decided when I moved, I would actually finally, I've kind of been saying it for a while, and I was like, I'm actually going to do something about it. So, yeah, it was lucky that everything kind of fell into place.
Yeah, wow. And do you get to pinch yourself a little bit that how quickly and how, yeah, whirlwind it is?
I think so. Sometimes when I think back, like, what I was doing, like, this time last year, I think, wow, there's actually been a lot that's happened in the year. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Draft night, pick 15. I'm guessing you probably had an inkling from the Cats that if you were available at one of their picks that you were going to be wearing the hoops at AFLW level.
I did have a few words, but I was pretty nervous. I wasn't going to get too confident until my name was actually read out. So it was a very stressful night, that's for sure.
Yep. It changed things a little bit with your VFLW. Did your mindset change when you've gone from being just a VFLW listed player to all of a sudden, oh, gee, I'm on an AFLW list now, but I've still got a VFLW season to finish, although you didn't play many games after you were drafted because of COVID?
Yeah, I think it was a good thing because I remember the draft night was a Tuesday night, or it must have been a Wednesday night, and then I had training straight away the Thursday, so I kind of liked it. It kind of was like, take the attention off me and kind of just focus back on the team and get ready for our prelim.
Yep. How good that you can make that journey onto the AFLW list with Claudia Gunjaka, Liv Fuller, having obviously come off that VFLW list as well. Has that made you transition? You would have known a lot of the girls anyway from playing with them, but has it made the transition a bit easier knowing you've come up with a couple of others and that the Cats are showing a lot of faith in what the VFLW program's producing?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of called ourselves the trio at the start, and it was good. We kind of helped each other out at the start, even just like little things like, oh, what are you wearing for this and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was good. We've been able to help each other, and it's good. We kind of like a nice group. We kind of like come from the same area, so we look out for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. The move to the back line, obviously, as Renee alluded to, you spent most of your time up on the wing or in the midfield VFLW season. When was it identified from Dan Lowther and the coaching staff that, hang on, we think we can find a role for you down in the back half?
A little bit into the preseason, Jess Foley, the defence coach, kind of worded me up that she's looking at me as a defender, and I was kind of a bit like, whoa, at the start, but then I was like, actually, I think I might like this, so it's been a smooth transition, I reckon. I think I played quite defensive on the wing, so I kind of feel like I'm kind of playing on the wing just 20 metres back and on someone, so I like it.
Yep. Round one, did you think you'd get a game?
I was hoping. I wasn't 100% sure. I was definitely hoping.
Yep. Do you, obviously, I think it was it round one or round two where we had the spate? Was it round one, the spate of health and safety protocols? It was round one, wasn't it? The health and safety protocols against North Melbourne, wasn't it? There was a bunch.
The bunch was round two.
Round two, was it?
Yeah,
that's right. It was Nina, Jules,
George
Mads McGuire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yours was round three.
I was a solo act.
Yep. Well, Mads McGuire had to miss with you as well, didn't she?
Yeah, she was unlike.
But you got that opportunity round one. What was it like running out against North Melbourne at Arden Street? You know, crowd, TV coverage, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was very surreal. I kind of can't really remember a whole lot of it. I just remember being very nervous, and I was just like, it was such a nice night. The music was had some good tunes on and everything. So, yeah, it was just a good vibe overall. I was having fun.
Your first possession, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do with a cheap kick, I remember. Just a little cheap one and then down the line.
Did you hit the target?
Yeah. Let's just go with yes.
And then round one, round two, and then you are obviously running to round two, and then round three you miss. What's that like when you find out that, hang on, I've got to hit pause on my season?
Oh, very, very frustrating. Yeah, it was kind of watching the game on a Friday night. I was like walking on the treadmill, just like trying to watch and be relaxed, but I was definitely happy to be back the week after.
Yep. And then on a plane, round four, being flown to play footy, do you pinch yourself and go, oh, wow, I get to go interstate to do this?
I know, that was crazy. I was just loving wearing the kit and kind of getting on the plane and just rocking up. I was just, yeah, it was very nice.
What's the best part of being an AFLW player?
I think all the friendships I've made, because, like, I didn't know any of the girls at the start of the year or at the start of last year, and now I know all the VFL and all the staff and all the AFL girls. So I think, like, the friendships I've made on the field but off the field has probably been my favourite thing.
Yep. Is there anybody you've buddied up with that you spend a bit of time with or having a coffee with, or, you know?
Yes. Rach Cairns.
Yep.
She's my Irish friend. We meet for a coffee every day, so.
Oh, wow.
I've really taken her under my wing when she's come over.
Yep. So you've come from Echuca, she's come from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And still both getting
very similar. Yeah.
If you were from Moama, I would have said you were both foreigners.
Yeah. Oh, Moama, Chuka better.
Yeah. Victorian side of the border. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this week, very winnable game of footy against West Coast. Now, you obviously balance of probability say Geelong start favourite in this one, but I suspect Dan will just be, you know, reaffirming the values and the game plan that has held you in such good stead despite there being no wins, that if you don't produce that, a team like West Coast will get on top of you.
Yeah, I agree. Dan's a really process-driven person, so I think that he'll just be reinforcing all the things we know we need to do to get the W, play, like, consistent for four quarters and hopefully, yeah, get the win. We've been building over the last couple of weeks, so it'll be nice to get that reward.
I just want to go back to the VFL last year. You played Essendon in the preliminary final, and that Essendon team had Prasparkas and Friswell in it, who you knew were going to be your teammates. And of course, when they're, you know, top 10 draft picks, did you go a little bit easier on them, thinking, gee, I don't want to be the one that brings down somebody in a tackle that results in a blown out knee or something like that?
No, I think I spent a bit of time on Frizz on the wing. So, and I remember Prez coming at me pretty fast and me trying to tackle and her running straight past me. So I think that I was actually trying a bit harder, to be honest.
It's a good group that's come through together. And obviously the Cats, you know, and Renee has alluded to it, in, you know, how tough 2021 was. But, you know, new faces, I think 8 or 9 on the list, and most of you already getting an opportunity. Do you see this as an opportunity as a new group together to, you know, be part of something that really builds for the footy club, to, you know, turn the women's program into something that's, you know, contending and, you know, consistently, you know, winning games of football?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think the word fresh vibe is being thrown around by a lot of people. But I think with, like, 9 new players and new strength and conditioning and coaching and all that, and I think over the last couple of weeks you can really see that we're building and starting to gel. So I think that over the next couple of years we should be some strong contenders.
Renee, I fired all the questions and you're sitting there very politely in the corner just letting me go. Please feel free. It's hard when you're not in a studio to point at each other and all that sort of stuff. So, please.
Oh, that's completely fine. Val and I chat a lot. So, I know a lot of the things you're saying, but I think it's great to hear it from you, Kingy, and to hear those questions. And, it's great. But I will chime in if I need to.
Is there something I haven't asked that is there something obvious I've missed, Renee, that I should be asking or that you can ask that our listeners should be hearing?
Val, do you reckon you're the funniest person in our team?
I do not, but I do think I'm the best DJ. Take that.
All right. What's the go-to music in the rooms before a game, Val?
Ooh, I think leave me alone. Oh, a bit of Pink. and
early
pink's probably my favorite.
Early pink or sort of later pink?
Early pink.
So sort of misunderstood. Yep. I'm not dead. Sort of. I'm not dead. Look, nice, I'm quite happy to say this, that I'm Not Dead might be one of the greatest albums ever done with the amount of hits on it.
I'm happy to second you with that.
No, thank you. I do have some minimal taste. Very minimal. Brisbane, Saturday night. Renee, congratulations on getting a trip away, by the way.
Thank you. Yep, no, I was very excited to get on that plane with the girls. So it was a good fun trip away. It was a bit different this year with the obviously the protocols and obviously tightening up on things, and having our own plane was very nice, wasn't it, Val?
Was it like a charter?
Charter flight.
Private jet.
It was very well done. If you could only fly like that all the time, obviously that's not realistic and cost effective for most people in reality, but obviously really important in trying to keep us all health and safety and ready to go for the rest of the season.
Will that be the Gold Coast trip as well in round six?
I believe so, yeah. I think they're trying to do that with all the AFLW games. There's sometimes obviously where there'll be two teams, I think, travelling together. Yep. But outside of that, just us on the flights and trying to avoid the airport and things like that where possible to, prevent any crossover, which is certainly a great way to travel.
Did you feel like a rock star, Belle?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Just drive the bus, drive straight up to the plane and just hop on.
Oh.
I was like, whoa.
That's a good result if you can get it. That's well played. The result wasn't what the girls wanted, but to push the reigning premier to 2 points on their deck or one of their decks, they play on so many grounds, but Maroochydore, just when it looked like you were going to get over the top of them, the rain came. What was that like playing in those conditions? I'm guessing it's something you've probably never experienced before, that the humidity and the rain that comes with that.
Yeah, it was crazy. The rain was like coming on this massive angle, and then everyone was yelling out, and I was like, there's definitely a lot happening. But it was a good experience, and I was lucky that Chiri kicked a few goals at the end.
Yep. Where were you when she had the shot late in the game that might have put you in front or would have put you in front?
Oh, I was in defence in the middle of the ground getting ready to run and jump on her.
Yep. And unfortunately, you had to hold back.
Yeah, I did.
But as much as the disappointment in being 0-4, can you talk to us about you said fresh vibe, but the vibe around the group, for a team that's 0-4 and just some of the players I've spoken to, there just seems to be a really positive mentality that, it will come. It might not be, it's not going to be a premiership year this year or, probably not even a finals year now unless, things really turn around. But there is something building that, that the second half of this season is going to be really important as a launch pad to 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, I think, like you said, we're definitely building. I think, the girls are really starting to click, and I think that if we just keep doing those things right, and we had a really tough start to the draw, so hopefully we can just keep doing everything right and get a few wins towards the end of the season.
Yep. I was talking to one of the assistant coaches, and they reckon potentially if you had got the Bulldogs in round two instead of Carlton, that just a bit of, if you could have picked up a win there, a bit of belief and grown from there, probably to cop who you've copped is just that is the vagary of the draw. But that there's opportunities in the second half of the year, isn't there? But there's that fine line of getting too caught up in watching who you've got coming up and going, well, gee, that's very winnable, and not see what's right in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you can't really head into a game or anything and think you're going to win. So, I think we're a good chance against West Coast, but we've just got to turn up on the day and play four quarters.
Yep. What's the favourite part of being an AFLW player? Is there a perk that you've got out of it? Obviously, other than chartered flights, that you go, oh, wow, I'd never have thought this in my life. Your boots looked after or something like that?
Yeah, I think everything, to be honest, but my favourite part probably would be having my family in the crowd and kind of running out and having a geeze at them is pretty special.
Yep. Do you get back to Echuca much?
I do try to get back there a bit.
Yep. I see that the Riverine Herald, you've become the poster girl. How many articles would you have done with the Riv Herald? And
I am a bit sick of seeing my own head in that paper, for sure.
And is it like a local footy club in the AFLW program that if you do media, you get fined? Is there a fine for, a photo in the Addy or an interview on K-Rock or, piece on Fox Footy or something like that?
Lucky enough, not many girls are from my way, so they don't see any of it. So just Julia Crockett Grill sees it every now and then, but apart from that, I've flown under the radar a bit.
All right.
Which is good.
What I might do is I might just send Renee all the links to all the stories I can find
yeah,
in there.
Please do. I'll pass them on. I might even pop them up, print them out, put them all over your locker
bell,
maybe.
That'd be nice, actually. Thanks.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ollie Wines is from Echuca. Geelong have got a great history of players from Echuca. Paul Brown's one that springs immediately to mind. Millie's dad, of course. Millie obviously inactive this year. Anybody else female wise? I reckon there's one I'm obviously missing, isn't there? Is there somebody else? On the women's side.
The women.
Or is it only you?
Not that I can think of, actually.
So you're the best women's footballer from Echuca.
I wouldn't
just take that title.
It's very impressive. All right, Eagles on Friday night. Renee, Annabelle, how do you break down West Coast? I'm going to let you two talk about this.
I'll let you go, Renee.
I think obviously we played West Coast last year, and they are a slightly different side in personnel, I think, from last year. Obviously, being new to the competition last year, I don't think we actually had a Monday night game, you think, against them from memory last year, and really got blown out of the water. So for those that played in that game, obviously we've got the new girls in this season, which very much the focus is going to be on process and continuing to build on what we have week to week. Val, I'm sure you can attest to it. Certainly we won't be going in thinking that it's going to be an easier game than what we've had, and that we can't play any different. We have to keep building and refining on the things that we have wanted to, I suppose, in these last few weeks. There's been the exciting things and the things, really lots of positives, but, we definitely can't underestimate them. They pushed Freo in one of the last games and they've done that against some of the oppositions, just haven't been able to hold on and finish off. So it'll be a tough contest, I'm sure.
Val?
Yeah, I actually don't know a whole lot about West Coast, so I'll just agree with everything Renee said. I'll just say I think we just need to bring our pressure intensity like we have the last 4 weeks and just keep bringing the heat.
Yep. Has anybody brought the heat more impressively than Rachel Kearns, Bell? And don't just say yes. Don't just say yes because you have coffee with her every day.
She's scary when she's running at you. She definitely has brought the heat, and I've loved every minute of it, actually. I'm glad I'm on her team and not on the other team.
I was going to say, in match sim, have you had to match up on her because, obviously, small defender, small forward?
Yeah, I have. And before we do it, we're like, okay, I'm going to push you now, but let's be friends after. But I'm going to push you now.
Now, have you found the difference between obviously the two seasons you've played VFLW and then in a winter competition compared to coming into the AFLW this season and the few games that you've played so far? How have you found the intensity and the pace and the difference, I suppose, in your opponents and the style of the game?
Yeah, it has definitely been a massive step up in terms of pressure and consistency and everything like that, I reckon. I haven't been too overwhelmed by it. I feel like I've kind of felt comfortable out there, but it definitely is noticeably quicker and more intense, I reckon.
Yeah.
Studying out at Deakin?
Sure am. Teaching.
What are you studying?
Primary teaching.
Ah, fantastic. Did you go through the Deakin teaching setup?
No, I was University of Ballarat, which is now Fed Uni, the PE course there. So Deakin, obviously they do their PE course now, but it wasn't available back in my day. a while ago. I think I've been teaching for my 11th year, can you? So it was a while ago.
Is it good to be back at school, Renee?
Lovely to be back at school. Very much enjoying having the kids back and into classes and, great feel. So.
Got a few questions. One more question I want to throw to you, ladies. Daz Broncos. Had to watch this one on replay, but it was so close. The enjoyment of the impending W will be immense for all when it comes. Sheer up forward's become a real presence. I'm hoping Liv Barber is getting close to getting back. That will add another dimension. How is Liv tracking, Renee?
Yeah, no, she trained really well last night. We had a good session, and I think it's, yeah, she's had some consistent weeks in training now. Obviously, we've talked about before that she, her pre-season was impacted with a little bit of injury and some illness and things like that throughout the pre-season. So now, look, she's building, and well, as we've seen, that forward line had a bit of a different look on the weekend, and look, the girls did well. We didn't get enough of it in the forward line, which, to the girls' credit, they made the most of it when we did get those entries. Obviously, Chloe's goals and Darv's entry into Chantel. We executed well there. But, yeah, want to get more of it. And Barb's, is training well, but it's competitive. So it'll be interesting to see what the coaches do in the next few weeks, depending on who we're playing and matchups and so forth.
Yeah. So it was 4-1 from 12 entries. So the conversion, yeah, your conversion was there, but gee, if you could, I think it was early, low 20s, inside 50s through the first month of the season, well, first 3 weeks of the season. Mm. Probably need to get back to that number if you're to be competitive on Friday night.
Yeah, and that'll be a focus. It is that you're getting it in there more so that our forwards can make the most of it and put some scoreboard pressure on, particularly earlier in the game, if we can.
Without giving away state secrets, how's Nina tracking?
Yeah, no, she was training last night, so hopefully, she's ticking all the right boxes. Well, we've got another session tomorrow night, so probably needs to show a bit more before the coaches do their selection.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you get wet down on the boundary on
Saturday? I did. We did have actually a little shelter, like a room behind us, but I couldn't be out there. Needed to make sure that the bench was doing the right things. So my iPad was soaked. I couldn't see what was on it. But the last few minutes of the game, we didn't change too much because it was that obviously so close. And I watched the game back on the TV the next day, and the footage didn't give it justice to how, like, that sideways rain. I had straight hair, and then 2 minutes later it was like freezing curl. Everyone was just soaked. The girls, it changed the style of the game. It just came at the wrong time for us, unfortunately, when we were coming, but you can't blame the weather, can you? So
there's no truth to the rumour that Nina didn't play because that weather humidity up there and her perm just wouldn't go handy.
I reckon she'd actually turn her curls on a bit more, like, yeah, get them going a bit more. She'd have more of a, like, yeah, a bit more of a style, I think. Like, it'd be even more, volume, I should say, in the curls.
That would be some serious frizziness.
Yeah, well and truly.
Yep. Belle, nicknames. Renee and I were talking last week about what Renee gets, and she just gets Nay. But we got some good nicknames floating around the group. You've obviously got Belle, just Annabelle shortened. But any that we need to know about? That just take us inside the inner sanctum a little bit. About, you know, if we're listening to, you know, the ball being kicked around the ground and somebody calling, but, you know, there's a nickname out there we need to know about.
Yes, well, Belle definitely is the one, main one. Maddie McMahon's being thrown in Jono. So every now and then I get like a Jono, find a player. And I'm like, golly, I got to find someone. Bowsy, maybe. But I think Bell takes the cake, to be honest.
Yep.
I think that's the main one.
Nice. Does Maddie McMahon sound like a mother? Because she is a mother of three when she's telling you what to do. Do you feel like a scolded child?
Absolutely. I'll do whatever Maddie McMahon tells me to do.
That's probably a smart move. She's in great form. I think gone into the top 10 in the MVP award.
Yeah, so that's team of the week again.
Yeah, that's just
it. Yeah, well and truly deserved. She was solid in the back line again this week.
Absolutely, yeah, incredible. She's having a wonderful year. As you are, Annabelle Johnson, or Belle, or Jono, or Belzy, or whatever we're going to call you, averaging 7 disposals a game, which is good numbers off the half-back line, but and doing a great defensive job against whoever you come up against as well. Hey, we really appreciate you dropping by to have a chat and joining us on the Cat Attack podcast. Thanks to Kerr's Hire. Good choice by Renee to get you on, and won't be the only player we chat to through the year. But I'm guessing your plan will be to play AFLW, then roll in at some stage to a VFLW season to continue your development.
Yeah, that would be the plan, just have a nice break after the AFL season and hopefully get a few games of the VFLW in me.
Yeah, we look forward to watching your progress over the next six rounds with great interest and through the VFLW season, and hopefully a long career in the hoops as well. Only 21, so plenty of footy, obviously. Yeah. Footy's come along at the right time for you, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Yeah, great stuff. Annabelle, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you taking the time to come on the Cat Attack podcast.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, Nate.
And Nate, great to see you too. 24 weeks now.
25, Kingy.
25. I'm always a week
out. I know. It's getting there. No, the kids have been asking me how my baby's going and so at school. So, no, getting there. All's going well. Great to chat, as always.
Yep. Third trimester's not far away.
Yeah. To Google what time that is.
Is that about 26?
I don't know. I'll have to check that. I've got a thing that it's got a little marker, but I just haven't worked out at what point I can say it. Oh, I'm in the third trimester now. So.
And are you reading books like What to Expect When You're Expecting? Or
I've got like about five or six sitting there that people have given me. Yeah. I don't like sitting still for very long to do reading.
And neither does the baby. Yeah.
No. So I've got an app that I check, which is nice, and little things in there. But, I will have to get stuck into a book to learn a little bit about what's going to happen in the near future.
Sooner than you expect.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. Friday night, West Coast Eagles and Geelong, GMHBA Stadium, 7:10 bounce. Tickets are now on sale. Go through Ticketek. And if you're a Cats member, obviously do what you got to do there. Make sure you got a ticket. Couple of crowds of a couple of thousand so far. I think 2,200 and 2,100. Beautiful night expected Friday. Would love to see upwards of 3,000 people there, especially with the Cats, a really big chance to register win number one. Annabelle, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Renee, lovely to talk as always.
You too, Kingy. Look forward to seeing a few people there on the weekend. Lots of things going on outside, I believe, before the game as well. The girls received some nice, lovely letters from some of the Cats fans during the week, which brought lots of smiles. So if you get involved in that activity, those people out there with some kids, the girls loved it.
Oh, good luck, ladies. Good to talk.
Thanks, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Neuson dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au.